This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. There's a new program for medical sonograph technicians at Pikes Peak State College in Colorado Springs. There's also a new lab to support them. The new facility will train students to use ultrasound technology that diagnose and monitor a range of health conditions. The school says demand is growing for such medical imaging professionals. The median annual wage for a sonographer in Colorado is almost $110,000. The foul-smelling and tasting drinking water in Canyon City was addressed at a special meeting there this week. KRCC's Brianna Heaney has more.
One of the water districts in Beulah hasn't been able to supply water to its customers since the fire began. And flooding after the fire contaminated wells and water treatment facilities. Jean Park with the water district said the floods bring a paradox.
We have a lot of water, but not a drop to drink, all right, as the saying goes.
The utility is still working to get up and running. They're also installing concrete barriers and sandbags around the creek that may flood. Brianna Heaney, KRCC News.
A flood watch remains in effect for portions of northeast Colorado, the Palmer Divide, and the Southern Front Range foothills until 10 p.m. Because of the already saturated soils due to recent rainfall this afternoon, thunderstorms that drop heavy rain in those areas could cause flash flooding. More storms with heavy rain are also forecast tomorrow. This is CPR News.
We'll be right back.